Y'all know I've been in Afghanistan now for 7 months, and I'm asking everybody to please pray for my grandmother because this week my grandfather's passed, and it's been rough on my father, myself, and the whole family. You know, I'm here early under those circumstances, and the thing that I've been feeling most, I'm feeling at peace with myself. The Lord has told me everything's gonna be under control. He's in a better place. He's at peace. And me coming from Afghanistan, there was, I don't really like talking about it, but this whole time I was here, he's been saying, it's time to share. It's time to share. It's time to talk about what you've seen and what you've experienced over there. There was many times in Afghanistan that you lose faith, you get weak, especially my job as an infantry marine, you know. We deal with a lot. And for instance, October 10th, I will never forget this day. We're on patrol, and we're there on patrolling, and we walked through this area many of times. Nothing's gonna happen. You know, we know the people, they know us, and there was a gut feeling. You know, God gives you that gut feeling. He's like this. Be careful. Be careful. Something's not right. Something's not right. And it was weird is that my team, four Marines, were out, and the rest of the squad was like probably 300 meters away. And we're going down this alley. And I'm like this. I told my team that. I said, hey, nothing. Hey, something doesn't feel right. Something is not good. And we're like, you know what? We still got to go to the mission. We still got to get to where we got to go to. So we kept patrolling, and out of nowhere, there was this wall to my right-hand side. We're walking. I'm like this, shit, what is this feeling, man? Like, what's going on? And out of nowhere, there was this IED that went off. It went off 10 meters. I was away 10 meters from this IED blast. It was on a wall. IED, improvised explosive device. Is what the enemy uses for you to step on it or control that to demobilize you. And as this thing went off, 10 meters away, my whole team. And I've seen, they put like bolts in it, they put a saw blades, they put glass in there. And I've seen this metal, and I've seen this saw, like the saw blade just come across my head. Just went across my head. And I was like this, my mouth just dropped. I said this. Oh Lord, this is it. Oh Lord, this is it. Oh my God, this is it. But what I'm getting at is that my team leader, he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in God. He would talk bad about God all the time. And, you know, and after that day, my whole team, we just, you know what I'm saying? We're getting back and we're setting up and we're calling it in. And we're getting evaluated, and my squad leader, he came up to us, and he said that that was a miracle that all four of you left without even a scratch. And you know, some may call it, hey, we're lucky, they placed it wrong. But I'm the type to say, God's got a plan for us. And you know, any of that saw could have hit me, or even metal, just the bolts out there could have hit me easily. I could have been gone. Easily, and I had multiple times like that, and just the faith and that you keep, you know what I'm saying? Just going into a place like that, like you're in a fob, and I don't know that. Oh, we got a patrol, and you know you're gonna get shot at. You know there's nothing good that's gonna come out of it. And it came to a point like, well, I'm like this. You know what? God's got me here, and everybody was scared. And you know what? I would go to the squad. I'd be like this. I would joke around with them. You know what I'm saying? It's God. And then you just have an attitude, and it's like, it just feels so good when you just let go of the fear. When I just let go, just totally let, just trust in God. Amen. I said, God, you got me. I'm like, hey, let your will be done. If it's my time to go here, it's my time to go. But I'm going to give him hell while I'm at it.
You know? When you said the date, thing came into my spirit. Of course, me being as trusting as I am, I went to my calendar. Mm-hmm. It was the Lord told me that was the day that you came in on Sunday and said, we need to pray for Michael. And I checked to see what the date. It was a Sunday.
Praise God. When he walked through the door this morning, it was just a wonderful, wonderful gift. And I'm just excited that he's here. There's no way we can understand the power of love. There's no way that we can explain it. It's just there. It's just there.
We need to learn to just accept it and try not to always make it mental.
Let go and let God.
Amen.
That's what I got. Let go and let God. I've told that to my friend over there. There's many times, we're on post 24 hours and we're there like 3 in the morning. We're cold. We ain't got North Face jacket. We got to stay vigilant. We're like this. Oh my God. F my life. Oh, man. we're like this. I'm sick of this. And you really do get to know fellow Marines, like, might sound cheesy, like your brother, because you do spending all this time. You're getting shot at. You're seeing things. And you know problems. And, like, rest in peace. Lance Corporal Gacy, my team leader, he kneeled on the IED. And, he ain't here. He ain't here to, he's in a better place. But just the things you experience there is, you never feel more alive when you're that close to death. Yeah, a sip of a cold glass of water for me right now, it's like, seeing my mother's face, my grandmother crying, it means it's a lot more humbling. I'm able to talk to you, like, eye to eye. And, there was multiple times, and then these 2 days, like October 10th, I'll never forget, and August 18th is when I was on post, We're just there on post. We've been there before. I'm saying? I was reading a book. Nothing was going to happen. I'm like this. Just can't wait to get off post. I'm hungry. And out of nowhere, there was a sound that just came. Crack! I was like, what the hell was that? And I got like dust and I got like wood chippings on my face. I'm like, and my friend was sleeping. He's from Springfield. And, they start leave the first of next month in March. So I told him about this place, and so he might be able to see him.
Yes!
And we're on post, and he was sleeping. You just see this big black guy just wakes up. Oh! Get down! Crack! And another one cracked. And once, you got control of everything, and then, what's going on. 2 sniper shots, 2 bullets aimed at me. And the only thing that was between me and the bullet that I'm here right now is a sandbag. That reflected the rocks. I don't know, again, luck, but not me.
The Lord's angel was there with
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Amen.
This felt, peace. I'm just glad to be back. I'm glad to see all of you.
We're glad to see you.
Would you lift your hands to him, please? Father, we just want to thank you for everything that you've done for Mike. Lord, we know how to say thank you before it happens. And now we're very grateful that you've confirmed and reconfirmed not only our love for him, but his love for each of us. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. All right. How do you follow an act like that? As the Holy Spirit would have it, just close your eyes for a moment and bow your head with me. Holy Spirit, you're the one that chose us to be a support to this young man and to many others that are with him. Others that are controlling our country. Others that have been given an authority over us in the Senate, in the Congress, in the State House, and all the officials even over this city. We cry out right now. I want you to cry out with me. Say, we cry out right now. For living water. To be poured out. On Chicopee. Massachusetts. New England. And all of the U.S. of A. Not forgetting the earth. and all the nations of the earth. For you have told us out loud. We are to be a house of prayer for all nations. And that includes what's going on in the Middle East right now. And in Afghanistan. All the other places where there's questions. And they don't know the Lord. But by His purpose. We have been chosen to intercede and to pray for them for the glory of our God. Amen?
Amen.
Last night, those of you who were here for the sermon before the sermon, I shared a little bit about the joy that was going on in my house. And, you know, there are sometimes joyful moments that Mary spoke about last night where there's healing that you can see. Well, there was healing in my house last night. And there were six of us, my wife, my oldest son, and a young lady that he's been with now for 3 years, Mary, my youngest son, Gary, and his wife, Susan. And there was an atmosphere of harmony and joy that was so intense that it was tangible. It was tangible because there was a freedom between the boys that I shared a little bit earlier. But that freedom was contagious. How many know you can catch the flu? Thank you. You can also catch freedom. And you can own it for yourself. You can take it to the bank. And when that freedom was visible, I was excited because I knew that this was the hand of our Lord to prepare us for the greater things. I want to take you to 1 John because we talked about 1 John the other day from one level. And today as I was driving in, he was telling me it's time to look again. And briefly in 1 John, chapter 1, it says, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. The man, the woman who does the will of God lives forever. You know, when you realize that God's plan is not just for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. It is a forever plan. I would not suggest that you buy life insurance because it is not life insurance. It's death insurance. I would tell you to buy forever insurance because the forever insurance is His love. He never changes His mind about you. There was a highlight and what was going on in, name of the city again?
Tucson.
Tucson, yes. I keep thinking Denver, but they talked about Denver a lot, and that's probably why. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the highlights that was brought out was the reality that God has a love flow from His saints to the world. One of the things that he pointed out over and over was that the revelation of the Lord was not to get something else new, but to get what the old had. The old anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ is 2,000 years old, but it is His, and it's perfect. Jesus says in Romans 8, he's the first of many brothers and sisters. He's the first, but if he's the first, that means there are followers. There's going to be some that are going to follow in his footsteps, namely you. And if you're critical and judgmental and all that other stuff that goes with it, you'll never connect with the forever plan of love. You won't be able to. You're going to be finding that your plan is going to clash with the plan of the Father. And that includes trying to criticize yourself until to the point that you've got so many rules and regulations that you're going half crazy, trying to meet them all. The plan of God is for you to love your neighbor as yourself. And some haven't even got the courage to love themselves. They're so concerned about somebody else accepting them, they can't even accept themselves. And that's believers, not non-believers. That's believers. People who say, I am a Christian, and they can't even love themselves the way they are. Something wrong with that picture. If I can't love me, how can I love you? You can't do it. You have to make a decision. Either you're lovable or you're not. Either you're acceptable or you're not. And if you are acceptable, then by golly, you're going to have to speak it out. You know, I could take you to James chapter 3 and say the power of life and death is in your mouth. Study that sometime, and you'll see the power that you've got in this tongue. Instead of lashing out at yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror and kicking yourself in the butt, stop it! I shared with you a few months back, the Lord told me it was time for me to wake up my wife. I don't mean waking her up in the morning because she can be grouchy. She tells me I'm a night person, not a morning person. But anyway, it started, we were having our lunch or something, we're at the kitchen table, and she made a comment about herself, and I corrected her. And I said, if you think that I'm married to what you've just described, I am not going to stay here. I said, maybe we've got 51 years under our belt, but I am not going to live with what you just declared yourself to be. She says, what are you talking about? I said, did you hear the critical words that you spoke against yourself right now? No. I said, well, I did, and I don't like it. I'm not married to that. And she looked at me, and she kind of... I says, I'm going to tell you right now, I am married to a beautiful woman that Jesus loved and died for. She says, oh. What was I doing? I was literally lifting her up instead of putting her down or agreeing with what she was saying about herself. Because she called herself a dummy or whatever the word was. It didn't matter. Whatever words that came out, I would not agree. I canceled it. Okay? So watch out, ladies. If you speak words that are negative about yourself, I will not agree with it. Amen. Young men, same thing. If you speak words that are negative about yourself, I will not agree with them. You know why? Because if I do, I'm in trouble. I'm on the phone praying with somebody. They were having a major hard time, and they began to go big into the negative about themselves. And I said, whoops, hold that right there. I'm not going to agree with that at all. But Kim, you have no idea. Yes, I do have an idea. I said, but I'm not in agreement with what you just said about yourself. Because if I do, I am now an accomplice to your accusation against the child of the Most High God. Are you a child of the Most High God?
Yes.
Well, either you are or you aren't. Can we settle the issue? Verse 28. 1 John 1:28, and now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. Try it on with me. Repeat it. And now, dear children, continue in him. So when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. Are we waiting for his second coming?
Yes.
Are you waiting for his second coming? Are you ready and unashamed?
Getting there.
But you understand this prodding that's going on the inside. And what does the brain say? Oh, unashamed? Wait a minute. Can I agree with God's word? Or can I agree with my emotions? Choose this day whom you will serve. Are you unashamed today?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm a king's kid.
Uh-huh.
God doesn't make junk.
Thank you.
He took my shame on the cross. It's gone.
It's gone.
Amen, sister.
It's gone.
So as you continue to condemn yourself, who are you working for full time?
Devil.
Yeah. He doesn't need one more employee. He's got a bunch of freaks out there that are all goofed up. You don't need to be added to the list.
Says that he pays terribly.
Huh?
He pays terrible.
He pays terrible. He does. Yes. His benefits are deadly. Amen? Verse 29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Are you born of him?
Yes.
Well, if you're born of him, you're going to act like him.
Amen.
If you are born of the flesh, you're going to react like the flesh. Will you recognize that you're human? Yes. Will you put some grace towards yourself? Amen? Will you put some grace towards yourself? How many have ever had a problem with their flesh? Thank you. I'm so glad I'm not alone. If you have problems with your flesh, you're in the normal category. If you are super powerful in the natural, remember that that's God's gift to you. But there are others that are weak. St. Paul says there are some that are so weak, we need to carry them along. It's okay to carry somebody. It's okay to rejoice the way they are. Wherever they are, love them. Because the power of love will never, never fail. Verse 1 of chapter 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Verse 2, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. How do you purify yourself? Remind yourself that you're covered with the blood every single day. Remembering that you are covered and been sprinkled every single day. Remembering that he has begun a work in you and he's not finished yet and it's okay. Remembering that his promises are alive for you today, just like they were yesterday. And now I want to regress a little bit. Tuesday night, we went back in time.
We sure did. Mm-hmm.
And it's all Dee's fault.
No, it's really Mary's fault.
Oh, it's Mary's fault. Okay.
She's the one who taught me how to
I'm play. Glad that it's got to be somebody. Mary, you're in trouble again.
Actually, it's Donna's fault, right?
Okay. Keep blaming whoever. But we went back 30 years. Okay? And I kept saying to the Lord, what are you doing? And on the way home, I'm driving home and I'm saying, God, this was pretty cool tonight. It was cool. Because you know what? He began to reevaluate what the abilities of the Holy Ghost are inside of me. Amen. 30 years ago, if you would have said to me, you're going to be preaching someday, I would have told him, you're out of your cotton picking tree. You better check with God because it's not for me. I would have told you that. Okay? If you would have said someday God's going to use you to form a church, I would have said, ha 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 ha, yeah, right, yeah, right. Where and how? I ain't got the qualifications. And I would have had an argument with you. Today, I've seen what he can do. Today, I know that he can grab a hold of my mouth and bless people with it. I know that he can pour out love unto those that are broken and bring them back to life. If they're willing. If they are willing. The choice of the free will is yours and mine. That little lady, 20-something years ago, that sang that little song, had probably no clue what she was doing to this man from New England. But I'm absolutely convinced that it was what God called me to do. To mend broken people. And to spend my life doing it, because you know what? That is the way he built me. He constructed me this way. And you know what? You're right, Dee. He didn't make junk.
He doesn't. And he doesn't make mistakes.
No. The only thing is, I argued with him for years.
Yes, yes.
But he knew that, which is why he started the time frame he did, so you would complete on time.
Right on. He knew how stubborn I was, how much unbelief was in me, how much brokenness was in me. He knew it all along, and he made provision. It's called grace, unmerited favor. Do me a favor. Close your eyes right now. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I want to fulfill my destiny.
I want to fulfill my destiny.
The giftings and the callings that are in me.
The giftings and the callings that are in me.
I call them forth.
I call them forth.
I call them forth now.
I call them forth now.
Not next year.
Not next year.
Now.
Now.
Today.
Today.
Today is the day of salvation.
Today is the day of salvation.
Today is the day I rise up.
Today is the day I rise up.
And begin to love myself. With God's love.
With God's love.
It's the day I begin to give grace.
It's the day that I begin to give grace.
To myself.
To myself.
First.
First.
So that God.
So that God.
Can pour out of me.
Can pour out of me.
Into those in need.
Into those in need.
His perfect love.
His perfect love.
His unconditional love.
His unconditional love.
And his mercy and his grace.
And his mercy and his grace.
Until all the glory goes to him.
Until all the glory goes to him.
Because he's the one that began the work.
He's the one that began the work.
And he will complete it on time.
And he will complete it on
time. I will not show up late.
I will not show up late.
I will not show up on the job half done.
I will not show up on the job half done.
I'm going to show up on the job.
Show up on the job.
Perfected by him.
Perfected by him.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Will be his.
Will be his.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen.